Welcome to episode 6 of the True 20 Vikings Actual Play Podcast. This is Fraser, I'm the Game Master. Just so you know, this is the actual last recording that we've done. We won't have another episode until we actually play some. Now, we're supposed to be starting again next week, so hopefully I'll have a new episode for you pretty soon. Until then, well, why don't you head on over to the Accidental Survivors, listen to some of our episodes there. It's not actual play, but it's all gaming stuff. There's also Accidental Survivors Collateral to listen to. There's plenty of podcasts listening out there. I'll put some links to other actual play podcasts in the documents just to hold you over until the next episode is available. So without further ado, when we last left our heroes, they were on the river heading to Novgorod.
After sleeping, you'd be fine.
Okay. Not going to complain.
No.
Yeah, I kind of figured the whole fatigue thing is for a day, right? When even if you're exhausted, I imagine if you slept, you're okay. Yeah, I don't really know. Yeah.
The recovery for full 10 hours of rest allows any character to completely recover from all fatigue conditions.
Okay. You could have been. I walked to Sven. Sven?
Allow me to sleep for 10 hours.
Did you wake up at any point during the night?
He says, yes, around midnight. There was a chill. But I fell back asleep.
Same here.
And no laughter?
You didn't look around?
No laughter.
No laughter.
We check the fire. Is there anything interesting in the fire?
No.
Okay. I ask Adun to check her tracks around the fire.
I'll check her tracks around the fire.
Well, I know he has actually a good track skill. Like
a 10 and whatever my... Check, I
can't remember. Is this you?
It's survival.
15?
15?
Oh, well, is it survival? Oh, no, you have to have the track.
I'm looking for track other than the other campgoers, if I can...
Yeah, there's lots of tracks around the fire, but there's nothing that you notice that seems out of the ordinary.
Just him going to it, leaping out.
All right, well, if there's nothing else here, and we did our sacrifice, had our sleep, got rid of the statue, let's get on our way. Oh, Sven, you do feel confident enough that we can continue, right?
I don't know of anything else that we can do. If our fate is to have us dead on this river, then we'll die on this river.
Yeah.
Yes, you
could double ones again. Wow, I just got double ones.
Well,
two rolls of fire.
Yeah, roll that out from that, because you don't want that. So, a full day's rowing. Seems harder than it was before, probably because of the poor sleep that you had that night. You're only a day away from Gorodishe, and then 2 days beyond that is Novgorod. That night, when you find you beat the ships, set up your guards, have your fires, etc., etc., and you get a good night.
Crazy.
Nothing strange happens.
I disbelieve.
I am convinced.
I don't notice, Chad.
You know what? Because we're close to the shrine before, that may...
That's what I thought, too, when we found the shrine.
Well, no longer a shrine there. Hopefully.
If we went back, it's like together. It's like, yeah, it looks like new now all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's actually standing on the shore watching you, the eyes. Okay. And so the next day you reach Gorodishe, which, like Dubrovniki, is a fortified town. Again, there's watchtowers, the river narrows, there are rapids. And Sven decides to put in for more supplies. They run out of ale, of beer and meat.
Jesus.
Well, they did drink it all.
Yeah, they drank it all
for the ceremony. I asked Ben if we should actually get maybe some candles and to do another warm ceremony.
We have no place to keep them. Yeah. Could we put them in a boat behind us and drive?
Could we not do it here?
Oh, okay, so buy some cattle and just have another sacrifice.
Poor Christian, like,
just to be sure, you know? Like, I mean, you know, I fear, you know, like...
Forgive me, Father, I've sinned.
Yeah. Where's the spiritual position?
I keep suggesting pagan sacrifice. Stubbed my toe yesterday, did a pagan sacrifice. Yeah, he thinks that's actually a good idea.
Damn straight.
There's some people on the outside of the fire who want to talk to you, Theodore.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition!
Our weapons are surprise and fear! Alright. So, that night there is another feast. There are cattle to be had. They're sacrificed.
And horses?
They're not willing to sell their horses, unfortunately.
I'd be very much against anyone sacrificing horses. I'm not religiously convicted. I don't have any religious convictions against it. I'm just very determined not and stubborn against not killing a horse.
So there is an older man there, an elder that's considered to have been touched by the gods in his ceremony.
Oh, I ask you to help me with another statue.
Sure.
So they have...
At the town, they might actually have a statue there. And
they have statues to Odin and Thor and Frey.
We get the nicest one. Even if it has gold on it. That'd be great. I'm going to keep it next to me, I think.
I found my new guy. Wow.
Fuck Christianity.
Actually, Nimitz starts worshipping Antemo.
Who?
Finnish god of dreams.
Oh, okay. There you go. Probably should have done that while we were in Finland.
No, I know. I didn't think about it, damn it.
Okay. The next morning, you've been resupplied and are ready to travel forward. It's a day to Gorodok, and then a day to Novgorod. It's only two more days. I can never get that straight.
Damn current's always messing with everything.
That's right. And this old watch of mine, I left it at home. Okay.
Man, I bet you coming the other way, it'd be crazy fast.
Much faster. Is there anything that anyone wants to do before they set off?
Nope. I can't think of anything.
Adum, did you have anything you want to do? Speak up.
Need joints oiled.
No? Okay. Let's
I asked this old man that's been touched by the gods, what's that about? Like, what's his story?
What, a dude? He's not here.
No, the old man.
He looks the old man and go,
you're touched by the gods. What's up with that? He's got this, like, just killed the cow. I'm in the middle of something
after the ceremony.
Is that how they speak in like, Constantinople? What's that about?
What's that about, dude? Sup, guys? Maybe that is what Greek sounds like to you guys.
We are a learned place. So.
Learned.
Learn, boy. Learn. He says that he has had visions for many years.
Wow. You think it was Loki?
Scare the old man right off the bat.
Well, I'm just like, we found, like, you know, like a thing of Loki. Like, I'm just saying, like, it seems reasonable.
Oh, yes. About Loki. Yes. Where did you find it?
Well, I don't know. What was it? A day down the river, we found
days up
a statue. Yeah, up the river, a statue of Loki.
Down the river.
Yeah, it was down the river.
I contradict the GM or anything.
Yes! Blue Light Day. You die.
The river changes direction. It's Loki.
That is fucked up. But he seems very surprised that you found... you didn't really specify. Was it a shrine? Was it a statue?
It was like a stone statue. That was like of him. That was like man-sized with like an inscription on it. I tell him what the
fox and the sludge handler.
That certainly sounds of Loki. I am from Norway, so I know of Loki. But I've never seen a vision of a god. So you are all touched by... You're touched by...
That's good. That's just what we wanted, dear, so...
That's good. I'm fine here with that.
Well, I mean, like, so do you not find it weird that there's a statue of Loki in your area? Like, is that...
Of course, it's very odd, but I'm not particularly worried.
You don't have an idea who we might have done that.
Don't. You didn't hear that because he's not there.
I know. I wasn't going to tell him that. But I don't know what these people think about it. Sven wasn't really for it. So, I mean...
No.
Like, it was really old. I could probably even give him an estimate how old it was. I mean,
with carbon dating.
With a plus or minus of about 50 years old. I'd say it's about 50 years old.
Given the amount of damage that wind would do to unprotected stone each year, I would say...
Man, you guys have nothing better to do with God's head snowball. You want wind statues.
Then this is why your captain requested that we sacrifice to Odin and Thor this night. Because he fears that you've been cursed by Loki?
Cursed? Oh, jeez, I'm sure there. Go on, tell him what you would say.
I think it's more than a fear. We have definitely been cursed by Loki.
How do you know this?
Because he keeps trying to kill us.
Why would Loki want to kill you?
Really? I don't know.
This is going so well.
Really, I didn't even know about Loki until he tried to kill me. I mean, it was a sharp learning curve. Really.
Take a Norris with you next time you want to have a conversation to his shaman.
It's okay. I feel something's bad's gonna happen to him, and he will be gone with him soon.
Just playing on that.
So, yeah.
I hope that this ceremony will remove the curse, but...
I hope so, too.
It's man against God. Man usually loses.
That's why we're hoping to get God against God. That was the idea with the sacrifice. From what I understand, I'm not familiar with these rituals, but, I mean, this is my only a second, so, I mean... I'm learning, you know. Second night, hopefully next time I'll be doing the sprinkling of blood. I mean, I'll get right in.
Yeah, I'll back him up.
Him and Theodore came north, stripped Christian, returned to Castle Snowfall. No, guys, you don't want to sacrifice.
I got proof.
I saw him.
And Shroud of Turin, cryptics. Oh, I'm going to help save that.
Okay.
So I guess we head out then.
Yeah. Is there anything more you want to ask of this guy? Or
no. Tell him about how he's doomed for meeting us now.
He does seem pretty freaked out from the discussion. All right. So the next day you'll be arriving in Gorodok, or however it's pronounced. Just a moment. When you get onto the ship in the morning, you notice on the side of the ship that weren't there before.
Oh my God. Do I know what these are?
You should. You know everything. That wasn't quite a joke. We do know everything in the world.
Am I able to decipher what these runes say?
It says Elvekkamar, which is Norse for Elven Mill. Elven, as in elf.
Mel is in flower mill?
Yeah.
And do I know like elves? Have I heard of elves?
No, everyone's heard of elves. If you'd the Norse did believe in elves, the elfar.
Okay. Does anyone else see the?
Oh yes. When he points it out, everyone sees it.
What's does anyone react to it, or does they? What does that mean?
Sven's asking who did this? Who wrote this? And
he doesn't know.
Oh, it's for sure Loki.
Oh God.
Why would Loki write Elvenmill?
Yeah, why don't we find out what Elvenmill means first before we assume that Loki wrote it?
Loki,
can we just do that, please? So, what is Elven? Does anyone know what Elvenmill is?
The place?
Really? I don't know anything about who
the the Norse can make a knowledge check, and you can make a knowledge check. And we'll do one for Odun.
Yeah!
19.
19 also.
You've heard of them, they're from the ancient times, and they were used, it was like, not quite a shrine, but it was a place to, give a sacrifice to the elves, if you felt that elves were haunting your home or, causing you problems. It was a place, it was a stone where you would give sacrifices to the elves.
And what do we know of elves? Like, are elves evil people? Or
some of them are, some of them are.
Do we know...
So why would you
I don't know. Do we know if elves have any relationship with Loki at all?
Relationship?
Some stories that we may have heard, mythology and stuff like that.
Not any more so or less than anything else.
Okay. But he's not like... He's not
the god of elves or anything, no.
He's not. Okay.
Do we have any idea where this land of elves...
Well, it's one of the nine worlds. The elves, the Norse believe that the Yggdrasil, the world tree, touches all the different worlds, and one of the worlds is Alfheim, where the elves live.
Oh, okay.
So the Norse believe that if you could get onto the world tree, you could travel between these realms.
Oh, so we just need to go to the elf world, then, to stop Loki.
That's a pretty bold plan, Christian. And how do you propose we get onto the world tree?
I'll tell you about all God, apparently. I mean,
you guys quickly becoming an expert and pretty gung-ho about this. Like, what are you reminding me of? Just like... It's like the priest in a zombie movie where he's like, all flesh gone. By the end of the movie, he has a bandana around his head with a nail in it. Let's get him!
I don't really know if this to be a good sign or a bad sign.
No. Sven's kind of inspecting it, and...
Hey! He's you! I am Reed.
He steps back and he says, he looks at his fingers and he looks at you guys and says, it was burnt in.
Let me examine it.
I'll let you examine it, but you have to promise not to sing that silly song.
I love my song.
Oh. And I'm concentrating on the words, the letters burned into it. And, like, maybe, you know, we can figure out not just when the boat was made, but actually when these letters were burnt into it. I'm trying to focus on that aspect of the read, if I can.
We can just break that part off, and you just focus on that.
You see...
That's a hole in the boat.
You see a white, hot knife carving the letters in, but you only see the blade. You don't see the handle.
Is it because I only see the blade, or is it because I don't my field of vision just has a blade and that's it?
Yeah, you can in your field of vision you see the blade carving the words in.
Mm, yes. Mm.
I asked Fen, other than these like sacrifices, like what do you guys do really about, you know, communicating with gods and stuff? Like, I mean, I know I pray to my god. But, like, do you guys, like, you know, do special things, being like, oh, hey, you know, Thor, you're great, you know,
we pray to our gods, we sacrifice to our gods, we supplicate, we ask.
Do gods normally answer back?
Not usually, no.
Okay.
In general, no.
Wow.
But sometimes in the old sagas, gods would gift heroes with weapons or protection, marks.
Dune has weird marks on him.
We all have weird marks on us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have that weird mark on me too.
Emma can't take any more. Emma can't take any more. Just slaps him across the head. We all have marks on us. Christian.
Okay.
Well, is Ben still wanting to move on?
Did you tell him what you saw? Or?
Well, yeah, I mentioned to people that looks like this could be done. This could be the work of somebody with a knife or something that was...
Maybe...
A wood burning thing.
We've been interpreting Loki's actions...
Let me guess, you're going to make some
wrong.
Weird roundabout connection to everything?
Well, it would seem that, like, Loki here is obviously referencing, like, you know, this place for some reason.
That reference, my mention of a white hot knife burning in the things, does that pique anyone's curiosity, or do I get a reaction from anyone?
Well, Sven...
you get home going...
a white hot knife, why would Loki need a white hot knife?
Exactly. Man, it's just his god powers.
Yeah, but he can make the knife white hot. Who else? I can't make a knife white hot.
You put it in the fire.
White hot?
Yeah.
And sit there and burn the thing away? How are you even going to hold the damn thing?
Asbestos gloves.
Sven's like, he has a point.
That's why I figured it was Loki, because Loki would have the ability to hold this knife and make it super hot.
Unless one of the blacksmiths in the village.
It's like, you know, I'm going to... You know, if it wasn't that stupid thing, I'd be killing him right now. Can I hit him? Would that be breaking faith if I just hit him?
Yeah, it would be. Don't hit him. Yeah. How can you not think this is Loki?
Oh, it's Loki. It's just...
It's gotta be Loki!
I get me shouting out, I'm scared!
Anyways, if Sven still wants to sail, then let's...
No, Sven actually doesn't believe that this is Loki.
Oh, alright.
Well,
I don't believe it is Loki either.
Who do you think did it then?
Maybe the old man you were ranting towards?
Other than Loki?
It could have been a message. This elven mill was something, a place like for sacrificing to elves for mischief and stuff like that. Stop them from doing mischief, right? So what it could be is, perhaps, it could be that the guy we spoke to in the village, you know, maybe, I don't know. Maybe people think that it's not Loki, but elves that are causing us our problems, and it's the time to tell us to go to do some elven mill thing, to sacrifice to them.
Yeah, travel into another world, that isn't really that big deal. Hell, I did that just last week, actually.
No, I've been saying that. I was just saying...
No,
it could be a message.
I think you have a misconception. The elven mill is a stone, like, near a house or whatever. Yeah. The elves live in Elfheim.
Oh.
But the sacrifice...
All I'm saying is
be,
that I'm thinking it like could right be a there. Message to us saying that what we should do is... But someone believes that maybe it's the elves causing us our grief, and that we should create... Do some sacrifices to the elves at one of these elven mills.
I think this is the sacrifice.
Well, Sven says that he thinks you're a little bit more generous than he is. He thinks it was the old man just trying to get him to pay for another sacrifice.
You think so?
That's what he thinks. Loki wouldn't need a white hot knife.
Right.
Now, you get a blacksmith with gloves, they could do it. Yeah, it's questionable. It's possible. From all we've seen, it may have been Loki, but... We've made our sacrifices, we've made our prayers. If that's not enough, we die on the river.
All the same to you, Sven. If I could just do a switch with someone on another boat, like, I'm just going to go on another boat, I think.
I'm just going to walk.
The witch said one of us dies by river, and one already has, right? Okay. Good?
That's why you break faith.
Yeah.
Maybe Bladdock broke faith.
He tried to kill us when he went to go or tried to like escape and escape. Anyways, we're moving on, right? We've dwelt on...
Sven is ready to go.
Yeah. I'm leaning towards Ben. I don't think this is a Loki related incident.
What I really think it is, I think it's either Loki telling us something, or perhaps this is a sign for what we've been praying for, saying this is what we need to do to stop Loki, is what I think.
But no, doesn't make any sense. Oh, a cryptic message. We'll find out later. Move plot forward.
Plot go now. So, by the end of this day, you will have reached Novgorod.
Okay. What is the Novgorod?
Before you, on your right, is a large palisaded fortress, watchtowers along its shore. To your left is what you would need to call a city. Its walls stretch far along the shore. There are docks, there are ships, smoke rises up from the town.
The town's burning. I'm scared!
Yes, we know! That's his catchphrase. We'll always remember you by your catchphrase.
Greater than Visby, greater than Balagard, even greater than Algeborg. The earthen rampart and wooden palisade reach higher than three men.
What? Did he see this on the way up out of curiosity?
He came the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I kind of figured I was taking the roadway. that takes many weeks and months.
Dotting the shore are the massive ships. Stretching into the river are long docks. Around the wall of the city, there's homesteads, there's small farms. This is what you would actually call, what Theodore would call a town, and what you guys would call a city. This is greater than probably most cities you saw in Scandinavia. Or much larger than...
Dude, you're going like three huts in a city. They're permanent, three permanent huts in one area? Wow.
That's huge.
Must be a pretty good settlement there.
So, you note that there are some ships also beached on the right... Which side is which? Hang on. You're going south, west, right. Okay. Beast on the left. The small fortress is on the left. The large town is on the right.
Okay.
The large town's on the west shore, and the fortress is on the...
Stop here for resources too, or can we sail past it?
This is Novgorod, so Sven thinks it might be a good idea to stop because beyond here there are no great cities and we'll soon be reaching the Great Portage.
Yeah, I guess, are there any specific supplies we need for the Great Portage? Like, I've never been on a portage before, so...
Sven says that they're going to need portage ale.
It's a special type of ale.
It is. It's more potent. It helps a man work. And it's only... it's expensive. And he will share it out on the second day of the portage.
Okay.
But not before.
I trust him to make any...
So he says, we'll be staying here for at least a day. And he's decided that he wants to sleep on a bed and have a bath tonight. So we'll be leaving, depending on the shape of the ship, he wants to have it inspected. Be leaving tomorrow or possibly the next day.
Okay.
If repairs are required.
Is this a Norse city?
Yeah, it's very Norse. much like Algeborg, once you land and get onto the docks, there's all sorts of different languages around you. You hear the Danes, the Norwegians, the Swedes, all those dialects. There's also, if anyone speaks Slavic, be hearing that. The odd to your ears sounding Rus, Norse.
Yeah. It just kind of occurred to me that what the Norse are doing here with these riverways and stuff like that, wouldn't that be kind of akin to, like, Americans suddenly putting down their highway in the middle of, like, Saudi Arabia or something like that, and using it only in, like,
and building and cities,
use it and stuff like that. So it's like, this is our land, dude. What the hell are you doing?
They're like, no, it's our land. We took it fair and square. Shut up, or I'm cutting off your head.
But I'm assuming that the Norse influence basically is along the river and maybe a little beyond it. And
well, it continued to stretch out and out.
Okay.
You can almost take it like the Normans in England.
Okay.
They came in, they took over, they ran the show, and they let the people that were already living there pay their taxes and do whatever. And slowly but surely, they became Slavs.
Okay. So there's no any eventual uprising of, like, the Russians going, like, get out of our place.
But the Vikings really did. When they weren't like the Normans in that way, but the Normans were Vikings in that. So when the Normans were Vikings, they came in, and the French crown gave them Normandy. And they became French.
Yeah.
And the Vikings have created this whole network of trade. And there's also a whole other one going along the Volga, which goes down to the Caspian Sea. So Moscow, Novgorod, all these cities are Norse cities, but in a few generations, they become Slavic.
Oh, it's like, I guess, Dublin and...
yeah, exactly. So the Vikings, when they took over, they started as the bosses, but they intermarried, they used the language of the region, and basically they disappeared. They became part of the culture. So it's a little bit different than the Normans, but in England.
It's not really a conquering army so much as...
Yeah, it's a conquering army, but it's a conquering army that doesn't really care to maintain its own culture.
Yeah.
It's like, what do we need to do to make sure these people are happy and will pay their taxes? Speak their language? Fine.
Okay, yeah.
Marry their women? Fine. You want me to change my name from Valdemar to Vladimir? Good enough. Boom. Hi, I'm Yaroslav. You know, like, they could care less. So, yeah. I mean, in a few generations, this place is totally Slavic. But for now, it's very, very Norse. Now, the ships are all going to be going into the shipyards.
Yeah.
Because they want them inspected. You can stay on them if you want, or you can go into town, stay at an inn, and have a bath and a few drinks.
I'll go to
an
inn.
Get clean.
These inns are interesting places. I like them. Running water.
So you're on the dock, walking along in your little group.
We're bad.
Oh yeah. And a man approaches you, dark hairs, dark eyes.
Everyone seems to know us.
Thin featured face, kind of sparse frame, wearing quite nice clothing of the latest fashion.
It must be Loki.
Does he have a mustache?
Loki sent him, I'm sure.
He's obviously approaching you guys, but he's kind of doing this. And then he actually goes to home. He says, "Sir, are you not traveling with Gladek?"
Oh, that's what exactly happened to him?
He was on the boat when Loki burned it.
Oh, all right. We were traveling with Gladek. He sadly died in a fire.
How's the? He's very taken aback with this, but are you certain?
Pretty certain. Yeah. He saw the body.
Who are you, sir?
It was pretty terrible. He seemed like a good fighter.
May I ask you?
Used anything around him to fight with.
Can I? Is he? Get
it? He finished and he kept going. He's like, come on, old man.
What?
He says, "Oh, excuse me. I'm Kolega Pelitsev."
Kolega
Basically called like a Talit's son. Talit's son.
Okay. I was just writing this down. You don't mind.
Hey, how do you spell your name, sir?
What business do you have with Vladik? I was sent here to meet him.
By who?
Yes.
What business did you have with him?
I was sent by the Etruscan.
The Etruscan? You know the Etruscan?
Yes, he sent me here to meet Vladik and escort him to Kiev.
We are actually on our way to see the Etruscan.
If you were traveling with Vladik, I expect you would, but I did not. I did not expect that you would arrive without.
It was a great tragedy that he should have before his loss.
How exactly did he die?
We have many enemies after us.
The boat that he
was. Let me tell you the entire story.
The boat that he was on.
And I got a dick on fire and burned
to the waterline. All aboard were killed. It was.
Our enemies destroyed our boat. Sadly, killing many men.
He could not escape. He did not escape.
If he could, I'm sure he would have. Seemed like a bright lad. We weren't there at the time. We don't know exactly how it or what happened. But no, he did not escape.
Died, but.
Well, there's.
I mean, some people escaped from that boat, right? Though.
I thought not anyone who was on it.
No.
Oh. There were people.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Spend
they
time.
Were dead, but they weren't on it, so they didn't burn it. So home statement still stands.
There's really no reason for you to go to the Etruscan then.
Wait, why?
Well, he was awaiting.
Vladik was with us when he was sent on. How do I say this?
Why does Vladik need to see the Etruscan?
I am just a servant.
You don't know what business the Etruscan had with Vladik?
No, but have you heard of the name of Silvianus?
Silvianus? Yeah. No, I don't know the name. Isn't he the main archenemy of Billy Batson and Captain Marvel? Oh, that's Silvanus.
Yeah, and Dr. Silvanus?
Sorry.
We know of Dr. Silvanus.
Shazam!
No, you guys haven't met anybody by the name of Silvanus.
Well, we have someone else that has business with the Etruscan. Like, we are traveling with him.
So who is the Silvanus? We don't know of this person.
That would be one of the names that Vladik would travel under.
Really? He did not mention that to us.
I can, of course, take you to see the Etruscan, but as I understood it, he was awaiting Vladik and no one else.
Vladik was given an important task to travel with us. We were given the same task. I'm going to assume that whatever Vladik's goals are the same as ours, and we would see them to the end, because he was a valiant fighter that...
We would honor his memory by going to see the Etruscan.
Well, all I remember him grabbing a spoon and trying to fight people off.
Hey, he grabbed a fistful of knives and threw them at people. And she's like, Wolverine the knives at the Swiss. That may not be completely true, because I missed on every roll, but we're going to tell everyone and killed all the men.
I did not describe him as Wolverine, because I wouldn't have known Wolverine. That is probably me. No?
There was like a... Wasn't a crying or anything like that? Was it a laughter?
Do you hear the laughter?
I was crying.
Do you hear the
laughter? Yeah. There's no laughter here. He says, yes, I can certainly take you to the Etruscan. Do you have a ship?
We have three.
Wait, we didn't bring all three. We only brought one, right?
Okay.
I thought we only brought.
Yes, we have ships.
We travel with Sven Helmcarver. That was his last name, right?
Sven Helmcarver.
Yep.
Perhaps you've heard of him.
No, he was never mentioned.
Oh. Are you originally from Kiev?
Yes.
Kaliga.
Just call him Kaliga.
Kaliga.
Kolig. turns out that actual historically accurate Slavic names are just as bad as many fantasy names. Because that is a historically accurate Slavic name. Ouch! All right. He said, well, then I guess I'll travel with you.
All right. We would be happy to have you.
You're welcome. I had us on a return journey to Kiev.
I have a ship that we could take, if you would prefer.
A ship?
I've hired one. I was sent to meet Vladek. I assumed he would need conveyance to return to Kiev.
Is it a fast ship?
Fast. Fast enough for you, old man. Make 0.5 past current.
It's the one that did the...
Knock your arm run in less than 12 parsecs.
That's a 12 portages. She's fast enough for you. Oh, man.
Here we go again. All right. Well, I don't like Sven, but I have no reason to not trust him. And but I don't. And I can get away, but wait, we need him. Or do we?
Well, we need...
Well, no,
we
see...
We need Harold. He is going wherever Harold's going. And he's going to come with us or take Harold with him. He's not departing from Harold in any event.
So, and I'm sure this other ship doesn't have enough room for Tosei and all his men.
How many men? How many?
It's like 20 men. Tosei's, I thought.
Tosei's men are there.
Are with you, yeah, or like? Us. Well, there'd be the 20.
Yeah.
20's not. How many men do you have on this boat? What size is this boat? I ask.
Oh, we hired a cargo vessel. It should be big enough to carry however needed. We didn't know who might be traveling with Vladek.
Well, how come you got a boat already? Didn't you think that he'd already be coming down here on a boat?
I had no idea. The Etruscan sent me to meet him here. I knew that if Vladek were who I thought he was, he would not be a ship's captain.
As he was not.
Well, lad, turning to Harold, what do you think?
Just assuming Harold's always with us.
Oh, he is. Harold doesn't want to betray Sven.
And we kind of, I don't know, we kind of have like, a, I mean, kind of an agreement.
So besides, so you don't trust Sven, so you want to get rid of him by...
But you don't get rid of him what I was. Think about Sven.
We really have no reason to.
Is there any advantage to changing ships?
Yeah, now? Gold.
What?
But I'm not exactly in it for the gold, so...
Well, hopefully you didn't put too much money down on that ship, but I think you'll be coming with us.
We have a cargo ship and we're after a hoard of gold. This is a good thing.
Yeah. If there's as much gold as they say there is...
So they can join our fleet. We have four ships now.
We will be invading soon enough.
He agrees. He says if you would like me to... The ship's been paid for. If you would like to return with your ships to Kiev, we'd certainly do that. The captain will be returning there anyways.
Sounds good. Hey, it's all win-win.
I tell Sven about... We got a new boat, and we got a new ally, and we're pretty sure he can trust him. Sven met Vladek, did he?
Well, he knows about the Etruscan too, right, Sven? So he knows that...
No,
he doesn't. Said he was there when...
No,
he doesn't know about the Etruscan, and I don't think he does know about Vladek.
He doesn't know about Vladek.
No, because Sven arrived, and then the ship was burned.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, as for this guy's name...
Kolaga.
I tell him, we have no reason to, I'm fairly certain we can trust him. We have absolutely no reason to not trust him, but I'd still keep an eye on him.
Oh, you're saying this to Sven?
Yeah.
Sven asks, why would you trust him?
Just seeing we're on the same page.
Some man approaches you that you have no
this
idea
could be Loki.
Who he is.
We
offers to join you, take you to see someone.
Could be a cargo ship of explosives.
It's a Michael Bay movie.
But, Trevor's more of the sound reason in this group.
To a certain degree, I guess, yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, all he really did say was that he knew Vladek.
But, as I tell Sven, it is a cargo ship.
The fact that he recognized, I mean, he knew our party enough.
We are on
to recognize it.
The same task that we're on is what Bladdock was on. I can only assume from what we've seen and what things that are happening.
Wants to get there and be like, "Oh, Bladdock owed me like crazy gold." Like,
who is Bladdock?
He was on the burning ship when you first came to us.
And he was one of your
one of our trusted.
Now you said that you were speaking to Sven. Where did you leave Caliga?
I'm just gonna hit myself. I just assume that's what I'll do after I'm finished talking to Caliga. I guess we're not even done talking to him, are we? That's what will happen.
Basically an agreement that.
How did the Etruscan know about Bladdock?
He did not tell me how he.
Why did he call himself the Etruscan? Like, there's many questions about this man.
Etruscan equals secret.
Well, his name is Julius.
Thank you.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Well, it's not so secret anymore.
The Etruscan is a name that was attached to him many years ago, as I understand it, when he lived in Constantinople.
But why Etruscan? That's an ancient term.
He seems amused by it, but he's never explained it.
Hmm. And did you know about us? He told you about us?
Oh, he specifically said that Bladdock was like an old traveling with a man with three fingers.
Like an old,
and your friend had three fingers. It's not common.
No, it's
like
not.
Like the Etruscans and I think the Greeks, they kind of like mixed up.
So the Etruscans lived basically lived north of Rome. The Romans kind of took a lot of their culture and architecture for their own and then took them over.
Okay. And then pretty much then they were gone. So that's why I should like refer to them as like weird.
And your enemy.
At the same time. All right. Well, so there we go. I mean, I assume this guy will ride with us on our boat.
He asked when you wish to depart.
Well, we had some supplies and stuff to get for the great portage.
When did you leave Kiev? How long ago how long did it take you to get up here? Did you survive?
2 weeks.
And how long have you waited here for us?
5 days.
2 weeks and 5 days?
How long have we been on this campaign, more or less?
Yeah, longer than that. See, the thing is, right? Bladdock joined us at Ravenwood.
We've been traveling about 2 months.
If Bladdock joined us at Ravenwood, he'd end up back to the Etruscan at any time. So how does the Etruscan know about a three-fingered man?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Well, somewhere along the line, obviously. I mean, obviously people have been talking about us.
2 months, travel's gotten down here
before us. We didn't come directly, but we came like a couple notches down below directly.
Yeah. I mean, we were burning conviction points. Like.
So, yeah.
Weird.
Yes. Weird.
Did you know Bladdock?
No. I don't think Bladdock ever came to Kiev.
How would you have known him then? Just by the three-fingered man, or would you know?
Yes.
What if you had died?
Or what if you grow back your fingers or something? Or you lost another finger? Then you'd only be like... two fingers.
Trust me.
Then you wouldn't even have found you.
My long combat life, fingers don't grow back, and I'm I keep safe for protection of my fingers now.
I wear gloves.
All right.
Now that's been dealt with.
Did you know of that mission at all? Any of it?
No. No, I was sent. I was just sent to Novgorod to meet him and escort him to the Etruscan. I assumed he would be a scholar of some sort. The Etruscan is a very learned man.
Well, I'll look forward to meeting him.
He was of some sort, yes. I got no more questions for him. Will you be sending word to the Etruscan that you've met with us?
Word wouldn't reach sooner than us.
That's good.
Maybe that homing
horse carrying country.
That homing
pony express, dude. Go on.
All right.
Strange happened.
I don't think they have yet.
You have to be paying attention, have you?
He says that he has a room at an inn. Shall I lodge with you? Will you lodge with me? Will we meet?
Where are you at?
Inn's as good as...
Is it a nice inn?
Yes, quite
nice. Who lodged at your inn? We'll meet you there for supper time this evening.
Very good. It's,
dinner at 7.
I saw you at the turn of the clock. He explains where it is. It's a sign of the moon. Near Goldsmith Walk. This has been very good to meet you. And I will see you this evening.
So we don't know anything else about this person. But maybe keeping...
Yeah, definitely keeping up. Now, I, go tell Sven.
We should find Sven now. And maybe.
Anyways, now I go to Sven, and on top of that, I grab Toasty as well, because I would like it to be arranged that Toasty stays on the cargo ship, or I trust Toasty, and I would like to have a guy over there that I trust, but I guess he'd be overpowered if I'll just leave me on it. Let's swap some men. Let's get Toasty and some of his men over there. And
if it's a cargo ship and you want to put 20 men on it, it's not a problem.
Yeah. It's a big ship. Will we be light of men then? That we can't row our ships?
Actually, well, the ships are fully manned. Sven's ships are fully manned.
Okay.
We had all sorts of crazy
extra more ale.
Now we can put more room for ale.
That will make everyone happy. Ooh, we've got a cargo ship. We can do that more for ale.
The way I present it to Sven is that, you know, yes, we don't know for sure what this guy is on the up and up, but he is someone who's actually looking for us. Better to have him close and keep him nearby so we can keep an eye on him. Yes. And plus, he's going to Kiev. We have another ship. We can put more cargo, get more ale.
You
like
can't,
that.
Bro. You might.
So from a practical point of view, it's much better to have him come along with us and keep an eye on him than have some sort of unknown out there dogging us or whatever. So I say we keep him close and keep an eye on him.
He says, that's your decision.
And let me roll my
hand. If you're sending your men aboard to ensure its security,
that's the plan.
Then I have no issue with that.
No, of course, try and find out more about
Theater, because he doesn't do anything as best thing. You can know that.
We'll try to find out more about this.
This is
an
executive decision.
What? You can't just send me to the other ship.
We'll keep an eye on him and make sure that if anything happens, we'll deal with it.
Enough. And that is going to be that for tonight.
Good practical thing, you know.
Good night.
You're two staying on later.